We continue our study this morning in the book of John, the Gospel of God, John. One of the interesting things about John, and has been kind of revealing to me, as we have been going in through the book so far, we're in chapter 9, as we've been going through, I've learned some things about the Gospel of John I had not really understood prior to that. And one of the things that just stands out as you go through the book, is that Jesus was being confronted continuously by the Pharisees. Now, we realize that the Gospel of John only covers about 22 days in the life of Christ. So it's not a chronology of the life of Christ like the synoptic Gospels are, which cover from his birth to his death. John only covers like 22 days. But these are specific periods. And God chose them specifically so that we could understand the last days and really the gospel as it applies to us today. Now, of course, the gospels, the synoptic gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, give us the chronology, and it gives us a great deal of information about the life of Christ and many details and events that John does not cover. Yet, the ones that John cover specifically address the latter days in Israel, again, at Christ's birth, and then in his last ministry when he was, just before he was crucified. And as I said before, the thing that kind of stands out in my mind as I've been writing these study notes and this commentary on the Gospel of John is that John's commentary is dealing continuously throughout each chapter with the problem of the Pharisees confronting Jesus, Jesus presenting himself as the Messiah very plain and clearly, and yet the Jews were rejecting him. And we'll see in this morning the term Jews, we'll define it a little better for you as to who specifically we're talking about. But this is the important thing about the Gospel of John, is that what Jesus was doing was telling them plain and simple